This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 2,000 people were arrested across France in the latest round of protests. Protesters are dismayed with the presidency of Emmanuel Macron and the high taxes he has imposed. Lisa Bryan in Paris says all of this made for a tumultuous day.
Some of the streets around the Champs-Élysées, which Parisians like to call the world's most beautiful avenue, were a battleground between so-called yellow vest protesters and police. Protesters spread out to other parts of the city, setting cars, garbage cans, and barricades on fire. Police responded with water cannons and tear gas and drove armored vehicles through the city streets. The yellow vests I talked to said they wanted to protest peacefully. Their demands varied: higher minimum wage, lower taxes, more equality. It's hard to see how this story will end. In Paris, I'm Lisa Bryant for VOA.
And since the unrest began in November in response to a sharp increase in diesel fuel taxes, 4 people have been killed in protest-related incidents. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is stepping down. President Trump discussed it.
I'll be announcing that over the next day or two, but John will be leaving at the end of the year. He's been with me almost 2 years now, as you know, between the two positions.
John Kelly first served the Trump administration as the head of the Homeland Security. Before becoming chief of staff, there had been speculation for months that Kelly would, in fact, be leaving. Despite repeated calls by President Trump for oil production to remain steady, the Saudi-led Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, along with Russia and its allies, have announced that they will cut their pumping of crude to reduce oil flows onto the global market. OPEC officials say there was no political motive behind this decision. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A crackdown on political